This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. On the advice of public health professionals and after seeing the effects of locking down much of public life in places like China, governments across the world are putting in place more and more restrictions as they try to stop the coronavirus from spreading. Meanwhile, the medical impact of the new coronavirus is coming into sharper focus. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
COVID-19's true fatality rate isn't yet known, but Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says it appears 10 times higher than the flu. While most people have had mild to moderate illness and recovered, it's more serious for the elderly and those who have other health problems. Some 60% of adults in the U.S. have at least one underlying health condition, and 42% have two or more. Most people get fever and cough, sometimes fatigue or shortness of breath, and recover after about 2 weeks. Chinese scientists report about 15% have developed severe disease, including pneumonia. I'm Ben Thomas.
At the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to calm Americans over the pandemic. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The president says they should take it easy. Everything will be fine.
There's no need for anybody in the country to hoard essential food supplies.
Vice President Pence says stores will stay open and stocked.
Buy your weekly needs in grocery.
But their urging to stay calm comes as the infection rate surges. Tony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, says the worst is ahead and more dramatic steps are needed. Asked if that could mean shutting down bars and restaurants nationwide like some localities have already ordered.
That could be, absolutely.
Pence says there will be guidance today concerning restaurants, bars, and other establishments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com and search coronavirus. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.